感谢主，让我再有机会能够见到弟兄姊妹。
I thank the Lord that He has given me one more opportunity to come here to see you all.
我知道，过去这段日子有很多弟兄姊妹，在祷告中也为着我身体的软弱有祷告。
I know in the past days, many brothers and sisters have been praying for some health to my physical illness.
所以晚上呢，在这里呢，借这个机会呢，谢谢弟兄姊妹，谢谢你们的爱心。
So I would like to take this opportunity tonight to thank you all for your love.
我想借几分钟的时间啊，我把我这个过去这个身体上的这个软弱呢，稍微讲一点。
I just want to take a few minutes to talk about my physical illness just to you all.
因为我知道弟兄姊妹大家都很有爱心啊，若是你们一个一个来问我的话，每个人都要讲一遍，我就很累。
And I believe that all brothers and sisters, since you all have such love for me, if I have to repeat my situation one by one, it's going to be very tiring.
事实上啊，我觉得讲我自己这个生病的过程呢，比讲道还累。
Actually, I feel it's more tiring to talk about the whole experience of my sickness than actually giving a sermon.
所以我想呢，我在这里呢，简单几分钟讲完之后呢，希望弟兄姊妹们，下了讲台你们就不要再问我了。
So I'm going to just take a few minutes here to tell you about my sickness, and after that, and that's it. As I come off the pulpit, I hope we won't talk about it anymore.
这两天呢，我们大家就可以把我们所有的注意力都摆在主的话语上。
So that in these days, all our attention should be focused upon God's word.
这个应该说来是前年开始的。
I think it starts from the year before last year.
因为医生的检查呢，发现我这个甲状腺有亢奋的一个现象。
And after doctor examined my situation, he found that I have this thyroid problem.
所以呢，那个时候就开始呢，他们给我做一点医药的治疗。
Therefore, doctor gave me some medicine to start my treatment.
但是没想到啊，这个治疗呢，结果引发了这个甲状腺病的一个病变。
And little did we know that because of this treatment, it caused some other complications of my thyroid condition.
它转变成为一个疾病啊，这个中文我都找不到怎么解释，英文叫做 Graves' disease.
And my thyroid condition now had turned into another sickness called Graves' disease.
这个名字听起来很可怕，就是坟墓的疾病。
It's called grave disease. It's such a horrific name.
那后来呢？我的儿子呢？告诉我，他说，爸爸，你不要怕。他这个 grave 呢，是一个医生的 last name.
And then my son told me, Dad, you don't have to be afraid. This, the reason is called grave disease because this grave is the doctor who found this disease last name.
哎呀，我说这个西方人呢，怎么有这样的信啊？有人信叫信坟墓呢。
And I thought, how could Westerners have such a last name, grave?
但是这个哈，这个医生呢，发现了这一种的病。
Now this doctor found this disease.
这是一个很可怕的病。
And it's a horrible disease.
因为呢，他开始呢，这个从甲状腺的这一个病开始攻击我的眼睛。
Because the disease starts with the problems of my thyroid and then attacking my eyes.
所以我的眼睛呢，就忽然间就水肿了。
All of a sudden, my eyes became so swollen, filled with water.
当这个水肿起来的时候
，When the swelling comes,
我的眼睛的视力呢，就是快速的就衰退。
And the eyesight of my eyes would decrease immediately and rapidly.
所以那个时候真的很像是钻到坟墓里面去了。
And in that kind of situation, I really felt that I was being thrown into a grave.
看什么东西都是模糊的。
Whatever I saw, it all became blurry to me.
看所有的灯光呢，都是暗黄色的。
And all the dye turned dim. yellowish.
我没想到会遭遇这样的一种的疾病啊。
I never thought this kind of disease would come upon me.
我还感谢主也是用奇妙的手带领我，那么在遇见了几个很好的医生。
But I thank the Lord because through His wonderful hand, He has allowed me to meet several wonderful doctors.
啊，那么这些医生呢，有相当的经验。
And these are all very experienced ones.
所以他们就开始做了一点紧急的一个治疗。
So they started emergency treatment on me.
所以在我头里面开刀啊。
And then they did a surgery in my head.
啊，我想那个细节东西我就不讲了。
I would bypass all the details.
反正我可以告诉你，我现在脑骨里面都是通的。
But I just want to tell you that within my head, some part of the bones were taken away.
啊，几个月里面进到这个手术房进了三次啊。
In just a few months, I went into the surgery room for three times.
我觉得一切事都有主的恩典。
But I believe all things came with God's grace.
啊，这医生们的诊断，这个做法也是对的。
And doctor's diagnostic treatment was correct.
所以我现在呢，我这个视力啊，整个恢复。
So right now, my eyesight was totally restored.
你们也许不相信啊，我现在的视力是20/20。
Maybe you don't believe me, but right now I have 20/20 sight.
但是呢，我现在还有一个问题，就是我有 double vision 的问题。
But now that my problem is with the double vision.
所以我的眼睛呢，现在就是两个焦距不能汇在一起。
Right now I cannot, my eyes lose that focus. Two things cannot be focused.As one image.
所以我今天看你们每个人都是两个。
Therefore, now as I see all of you, you all it's all double vision to me.
所以你们今天晚上聚会人很多。
Therefore, I know there are so many people meeting here tonight.
那感谢主了，主这是主的怜悯。
Thank the Lord, it is all from His mercy.
那么至少目前来讲，我读圣经啊，看书都。不是问题。
Because up to now, whether I read books or study the Bible, there are no problems.
所以主让我还能继续的能够有服事。
So God still allows me to serve Him continually.
好，我想我这个不需要再讲了，我就讲到这里为止。
Okay, I will stop talking more about myself now. That's all about my sickness.
那这个周末呢，哈。主给我一点点的负担，那么和弟兄姊妹一同来看以斯拉记。
This weekend, the Lord has given me this burden to share all with you on Ezra.
那我们呢，从以斯拉记里面啊，那找到一节的圣经作为我们这次特会的主题。
From the book of Ezra, I found one verse as the very theme of this weekend conference.
事实上是两处圣经，但是是同样，几乎是同样的话。
Actually, these are from two verses, but basically they say the same thing.
我想我先把它读一下也好，请看以斯拉记第五章。
I like to read them first. So first, let's read Ezra chapter 5,
第十五节
verse 15.
我们就读最后那一句。
We will read just the very last part of this verse.
就是在原处建造神的殿。
And let the house of God be rebuilt on its former site.
第六章第七节。
Chapter 6, verse 7.
这里说不要拦阻神殿的工作，任凭犹太人的省长和犹大人的长老在原处建造神的这殿。
Let the work of this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God on its side.
所以我们这一次的特会的主题就是在原处建造神的殿。
So the theme of this conference is that the house of God be built in His place.
我们都知道在旧约最后的一段历史。
We all know about the very last stage of the Old Testament history.
被称作被掳归回的历史。
It's called the history of the exile.
这也是神在旧约时代啊。神所做的最后一次在 以色列百姓中间的一个恢复的工作。
And this is the very last recovery work of God who did it among all the Israelites in the last in the Old Testament.
我们都知道以色列人他们曾经被巴比伦掳去。
We know Israelites once were taken away captive to Babylon.
他们在巴比伦有七十年之久。
And they stayed in Babylon for 70 years.
当巴比伦把以色列国灭亡了。
After Babylon destroyed the kingdom of Israel,
他们把圣城耶路撒冷和圣殿统统毁了。
They destroyed the holy city, the holy temple, Jerusalem.
也把以色列的百姓呢，统统把他们掳到巴比伦去。
And they carried away captive all the Israelites to Babylon.
只留下少数的人还留在原地。
Just a very few remnants stayed there.
所以对以色列人来讲
，So to Israelites.
他们可以说呢，一切所拥有，从神原来所给他们的全部失落。
All the things they once had, which God had given them, were totally lost.
经过了七十年之后
，After 70 years，
现在神要重新带领以色列百姓回到耶路撒冷。
Now God was going to once again bring all the Israelites in Babylon back to Jerusalem.
神希望他们呢，在原来的地方呢，重新能把圣殿、能把圣城建造起来。
And God desires that at the original place that they would rebuild the holy temple.
那么以斯拉记呢，就记载着这一段的故事。
And Ezra records this period's story.
让我们看见以色列在全然失去之后，又怎样全然的被恢复起来。
So we could see how all the Israelites were totally recovered after their total loss.
虽然这个恢复呢，不是以色列的全体。
Although this recovery does not extend to the whole.
只不过是少数的人啊，被称作余数的这班人回去，把神所要的恢复起来。
Only few people, they were called the remnant, went back to Jerusalem to accomplish what God wanted.
啊，这是在旧约最后的一段历史中间。啊，所有的一切的记录。
And Israel records all happened in the last part of the Old Testament history.
但是我们要晓得
，But let us know this.
这一段的历史
，This period of history，
对于今天在末了时代中的教会是特别重要的一个鼓舞和提醒。
Is an extremely important encouragement and also reminder to all of us who are in the very last age, especially to us all churches.
虽然我们知道当时代的这个情况，今天是不可能，历史是不可能重演的。
We all know that the history will not replicate, copy again what had happened in the past.
但是这段历史所说的那个原则却是一样的。
But the very principle depicted by this history stays the same.
所以在旧约最末了的这段历史中间的这一些的记载，对于我们今天来讲格外来的重要。
Therefore, the record of that part of the Old Testament history is especially significant to all of us.
因为我们从其中可以找到很多的原则，作为今天我们在神的跟前，在教会建造上面的一些重要的一些的原则。
Because we could find many of the principles as to how to build up God's churches in this very end time.
我们都知道主回来的日子非常的迫近。
We all know that the day of the Lord is at hand, especially urgent.
我们真是感觉今天人类和整个世界已经走到尽头了。
And we really feel that today this whole mankind and its history have come to the end.
主的工作，主的旨意很快就要成就。
God's work, God's purpose will soon be accomplished.
所以我们现在一同来读旧约这末了的这一段的历史，对我们来讲实在太有意义了。
So it's really also meaningful as we come to study the very last part of the Old Testament history.
那么我们这次一共有四堂的聚会。
Now this conference has four sessions.
那么我要讲四个重点。
And I would like to share on four important points.
啊，第一个重点呢
？The first important point is
我们要讲到 神的主权和他的预备。
Is that God's sovereignty and His preparation?
啊，那么第二层我们要讲到神的计划和他的指定。
And in the second session, we'll be talking about God's plan and God's predetermined plan.
那么第三堂呢，我们要讲到仇敌的挑战和百姓的反应。
And the third session will be about the challenges from enemies and people's response to it.
第四堂呢，我们要讲神的殿的美化，或者美化神的殿。
The fourth session will be on beautifying God's temple.
所以主若许可，我们这几堂聚会呢，我们从以斯拉记呢，我想我们把这些重要的点呢，那么稍微交通一下。
So Lord willing, through these four sessions, we will be sharing on these important points.
所以今天晚上呢，我们先来看神主宰的权柄。和他的预备。
So tonight we will be concentrating on God's sovereignty and His preparation.
啊，我还要和弟兄姊妹一同读一点圣经。
And I like to study a few passages in the Bible together with you.
请我们打开以斯拉记第一章。
Chapter 1 of the book Ezra.
我们先从第一节读到第五节。
First we will read from verse 1 to 5.
波斯王古列元年，耶和华我要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国说，波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的神，你将天下的万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民的可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿，只有他是神，愿神与这人同在，凡剩下的人无论寄居何处，那地的人要用金银财物牲畜帮助他，另外也要为耶路撒冷神的殿甘心献上礼物。于是犹大和便雅悯的族长祭司利未人，就是一切被神激动他心的人，都起来要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿。
Now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, Thus said Cyrus king of Persia,All the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is among you of all his people? May his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is God, which is in Jerusalem, and whoever is left in any place where he dwells.Let the man of this place help him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, besides the freewill offerings for the house of God which is in Jerusalem. Then the heads of the fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all whose spirits God had moved, arose to go up and build the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒从前掳到巴比伦之犹大省的人，现在他们的子孙从被掳到之地回耶路撒冷和犹大，各归本城。
Now these are the people of the province who came back from the captivity of those who had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried away to Babylon, and who returned to Jerusalem and Judah, everyone to his own city.
我们再看以赛亚书第十七章。
Isaiah chapter 17.
以赛亚书第十七章第四节到第六节。
Verses 4-6.
到那日，雅各的荣耀必至消薄，他肥胖的身体必渐瘦弱，就必像收割的人收敛禾稼，用手割取穗子，又像人在利法因谷拾取那遗落的穗子。 其间所剩下的不多，好像人打橄榄树，在茎上的树梢上只剩两三个果子，在多果子多果树的枝旁上只剩四五个果子。这是耶和华以色列的神说的。
Isaiah 17:4. In that day shall come to pass that the glory of Jacob will wane and the fatness of his flesh grow lean. It shall be as when the harvester gathers the grain and reaps the heads with his arm. It shall be as he gathers heads of grain in the valley of Rephaim. Yet gleaning grapes will be left in it like the shaking of an olive tree, two or three olives at the top of the uppermost ball, four or five in its most fruitful branches, says the Lord God of Israel.
第四十四章第二十八节。
Chapter 44:28.
论古列说，他是我的牧人，必成就我所喜悦的，必下令建造耶路撒冷，发命立稳圣殿的根基。
Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple, your foundation shall be laid.
耶利米书
Jeremiah
第二十五章
Chapter 25
我想为了时间的缘故啊，我就读十一节到十二节啊。
Because of time restraint, we will read verses 11 and 12.
这全地必然荒凉，令人惊骇。这些国民要服侍巴比伦王70年，70年满了以后，我必刑罚巴比伦王和那国民，并加勒底人之地，因他们的罪孽使那地永远荒凉。这是耶和华说的。
25:11, and this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Then it will come to pass when 70 years are completed, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, the land of the Chaldeans, for their iniquity, says the Lord, and I will make it a perpetual desolation.
最后读但以理书第九章。
Lastly, Daniel chapter 9,
第一节到第三节。
2-3.
马代族亚哈水鲁的儿子大利乌为加勒底国的王元年，就是他在位第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话，临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满，我便进食披麻蒙灰，定意向主神祈祷恳求。
9:1. In the first year of Darius the son of Ahasuerus of the lineage of the Medes, he was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the book the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes.
我们刚才读到的以撒记第五章十五节和第六章第七节。
We just read the book of Ezra, chapter 5 and chapter 6.
这里讲到说在原处建造神的殿。
And they speak of to build God's temple in its formal style or original place.
我们知道这句话是神中心的旨意。
We know that this statement is the very center of God's purpose.
这句话呢，达尔比圣经哈，它有这样的一个翻译。
And Darby's rendering of these verses is like this.
他说 ，Let the house of God be built in its place.
that the house of God be built in its place.
啊，就是呢，要把神的家建造在他该在的地方。
That is, the house of God shall be built in the designated place.
啊，那我们知道，在旧约时代中，那个该在的地方呢？
And we know that in the Old Testament history that the designated rightful place is in Jerusalem.
所以你看那个古列王呢，他就有一个很特别的神给他的一个感动，说呢，你们犹大人要回去，要把你们的殿建造在耶路撒冷。
Therefore, we see God gave King Cyrus this special inspiration, telling Jews that go back to Jerusalem to build the temple in its place.
我们知道圣殿除了建造在耶路撒冷之外，你不能建造在任何其他地方。
We know no other place, that the house of God should be ever built.
我们知道以色列曾经灭亡在罗马人的手中。
We know Israel was once destroyed by Romans.
以后他们就亡国了很多年。
And the country perished for many, many years.
但是在以色列中有很多爱国的人。
However, in Israel, there were so many people who are so zealous for their country.
他们一直希望呢，能够把以色列国重新恢复起来。
They wanted so much all the way to rebuild the nation of Israel.
所以他们这种复国的热忱啊，这个延续了很长的时间。
So this zeal to resume the country had lasted quite a long time.
我们知道在今天这个全世界的国家里面啊，我觉得对犹太人呢，过去对犹太人最好的恐怕是英国人。
We know among all the countries in the world, in the past, probably it's the Great Britain that was, that treated Israel most nicely.
所以英国人知道犹太人他们有这样一个复国的意念。
So Britain understood that, all the Israelis had this, desire to rebuild their country.
但是我们晓得那个时候呢，这个以色列哈，这个国家呢，已经呢，被整个被阿拉伯人占据了。
But we know that the country of Israel at that time was totally occupied by Arabs.
英国人也觉得根本不可能。
And to Britain, this is simply impossible.
啊，所以他们就对犹太人讲啊，好了，我们帮助你们。
So they told Jews that, okay, we will help you.
我们这样，我们在非洲啊找一块地。
How about we find a place in Africa?
你们就到非洲去啊，在那里啊。这个立国就在那里建造圣殿。
How about just go to Africa and to rebuild your country and build your holy temple?
犹太人说不不不，绝对不可以。
And Jews say no no, definitely not.
我们一定要回耶路撒冷。
We have to go back to Jerusalem.
圣殿必须建造在耶路撒冷。
The house of God has to be built in Jerusalem.
哎呀，英国人跟他讲，那个巴勒斯坦那块地也没什么好。
And Britons told the old Israelites that, you know, the land of Palestine isn't that great.
好，你们不喜欢非洲，那么我们到南美洲给你找块地。
If you don't like Africa, how about we go to South Africa, America?
哎，找一块保证你们满意的地。
We will find a lot that you will like it.
但是犹太人对英国人说不可以。
And again, Jews and Jews, no.
我们必须要把圣殿建造在。耶路撒冷。
This holy temple has to be built in Jerusalem.
去过耶路撒冷人就晓得了哈。
Those of you who have been to Jerusalem should know this.
我去看那个地也没觉得什么了不起。
As I look at the land, it's really not a great deal to me.
啊，今天在美国犹太人很多。
Today in the States there are so many Jews.
他们也可以很多钱，他们就在美国买块地，那就把圣殿建造起来就可以了吗？
And they're so rich, they could have just bought a piece of land and just rebuild the house.
不，弟兄姊妹们。
No, brothers and sisters.
犹太人已经有一个深的意念是从神来的。
This thought has been deeply ingrained in Jews' minds.
圣殿必须建造在耶路撒冷。
That is, the holy temple has to be built in Jerusalem.
你看当代最大的帝国啊，那么最大的君王古列。
Now think of this, the greatest empire in those days, the greatest king, Cyrus.
他同情犹太人，他其实也可以说，我在巴比伦划出一块地啊，给你们重建圣殿啊。
If he was sympathetic to all the Jews, he could have said, okay, I will just mark out a piece of land for you to rebuild this house of God.
但是没有。
But no.
神给他的意念是你们要回去
在耶路撒冷建造神的殿。
God gave King Cyrus this notion that to tell Jews, go back to Jerusalem to build the house of God.
今天我们就明白了。
And today, it's all clear to us.
因为耶路撒冷预表着神永远的旨意。
Because Jerusalem typifies God's eternal purpose.
那是神不能改变的计划。
Which is a plan that God will never change.
那个是神不能修正的目的。
Which is the purpose God cannot ratify.
因此神的家必须建造在他该建造的地方。
Therefore, God's house has to be built in its rightful site.
所以在旧约时代中
So in Old Testament time,
他们能否回到圣殿原有的根基上建造圣殿？
Whether they could come back to the original site to build God's house,
这对以色列的百姓来讲是最大的一个考验。
It's the greatest challenge to God's people.
当然我们知道这有预表的意思在里面。
Of course, we know there is a meaning of a type in this.
对于新约时代神的儿女们来讲。
To children in a New Testament.
那个原有的地方是什么地方呢？
Where is that original place?
什么地方是神的家该在的地方呢？
Where is the place where the house of God should be built?
就是我们必须回到神原初的心意里面。
That is, we have to come back to God's original purpose.
今天我们在这里建造主的教会。
Today here, we are building up God's church.
我们能不能回到神原初的心意里面来建造神？
Could we go back to God's initial purpose to build up His church?
这对我们今天来讲是最大的考验。
Now, to all of us today, this is the greatest challenge.
我们知道被称为教会的团体成千上万。
We know there are so many thousands upon thousands of groups being called church.
但神要问说，你们这些团体，你们所建造的教会是在我所指定的原初的那个地方吗？
But God will ask all these so-called churches, all these groups, are you building up my church in its original place?
当我们读教会历史的时候，
As we study church's history,
我们看见人一直的把神的教会建造在人自己以为好的地方，自己以为是的情况。
People have been building up God's churches in the so-called places, good to their own thoughts, and good, they thought that's the place they should have been.
结果呢，神完全不能接纳。
And the result is God cannot accept them at all.
所以对于我们来讲，这是一个重要的提醒。
So to all of us, this is such an important reminder.
教会的建造。
That the building up the church.
必须一切按照神的计划和样式。
Has to be according to God's purpose and His pattern.
神曾经借着先知拿单对大卫说。
Once God said to David through the prophet Nathan.
神不住人手所造的殿。
God does not dwell in the houses of man.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
教会是属天的。
Church is heavenly.
教会是神所计划的。
Church is being designed by God.
教会有他所被指定的地方。
And church should be staying at the designated place.
所以我们要非常的谨慎。
So let's all be very careful on this.
弟兄姊妹们，主回来的时候啊。
Brothers and sisters, as the Lord returns.
啊，就是算账的时候。
And that's the day of reckoning.
那么到底我们在地上，我们在这里一同聚会，有没有按照神的心意的光景来建造呢？
Then when we build up His church on earth, are we really building up according to His purpose?
所以这对我们来讲是一个重要的提醒。
Therefore, this is such an important reminder to all of us.
我想我们还要再回头看一看啊，为什么以色列的百姓会被掳？
Now we would like to take a step back to see why did Israelites were all carried away captive.
他们失败的原因是什么？
And what's the reasons to their failure?
因为这些失败的原因，
Because all these reasons to their
failure, 对我们今天来讲也是非常重要的提醒。
Are also very important reminders to all of us.
如果我们犯同样的错误，
If we committed the same mistake,
我们就不可能把神所要的家把它建立起来。
Then it's impossible for us to build up the house that God wants.
我想我们看旧约的整个历史啊。
As we view the whole Old Testament history.
其实以色列人所犯的主要两个大的错误。
The basic fundamental great mistakes all the Israelites committed.
啊，虽然细节的东西很多。
Although there are many details involved.
但是最主要的两件事情。
But the most important two things.
弟兄姊妹们。那是他们所犯的最大的错误。
Brothers and sisters are the two greatest mistakes.
第一个
First,
就他们拜偶像。
Is that they worship idols.、
啊、我们读这个旧约历史的时候、啊、
As we study Old Testament history,
我们会很稀奇啊。
It's always amazing.
神用这么多的恩典，这么多的显明的证据，把自己显明给他们看。
That God had revealed Himself through all these visible evidences, through all this great grace.
但是以色列百姓一直脱离不了那个拜偶像的思想。
However, all the Israelites could never totally get away from the very fact of idol worship.
有时候我们读旧约历史的时候，我们都不能明白为什么他们要犯这种错误。
Sometimes as we read Old Testament history, we really cannot understand why did they commit this kind of mistake.
但是他们好像里面呢有一种致命的一种倾向，碰到偶像就想拜。
But to them, it seems there is this lethal inclination whenever they come across with this idol, they just want to worship them.
那么今天我们稍微明白一点。
Today, we seem to understand it just a little.
因为撒旦当初啊，在人类堕落的时候，他把这个东西这种的特性呢、恶性呢，已经种在人的里面。
That at the fall of man, Satan has already implanted the sinful nature in man.
所以堕落的人有一种天然的倾向，就是喜欢拜偶像。
So to corrupt man, they just have this natural inclination to worship idols.
你看今天这个全世界的人呢？
Take a look at all the people in the whole world.
哎呀，这个拜偶像的人多得不得了。
There's so many to count of all those worship idols.
这就说明那个拜偶像是我们堕落的人性中间的一个特性。
Therefore, it speaks of the fact that idol worship is just one of the characteristics of fallen nature.
所以呢，以色列人一直脱离不了这个拜偶像的思想。
Therefore, Israelites could never rid themselves of this idol worship.
我们都知道神用大能呢把以色列人从埃及带出来。
We all know that God had led them out of Egypt with His might.
只不过两个多月，不到三个月的时间，来到西乃山底下。
In two or almost 3 months, they came to the foot of Mount Sinai.
摩西上山四十昼夜。
Moses went up to the mountain for 40 days and nights.
他们就在神的眼前呢，就制造金牛犊。
Right before the sight of God, they built this golden calf.
这么短的时间。
Within such a short period of time.
我们不可思议啊。
It's inconceivable.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看他们过红海，在埃及，神有十次的大灾难降在埃及。
Think of this, God had poured down 10 plagues in Egypt and led them through Red Sea.
云柱火柱在带领着。
Pillars, cloud, pillars, fire have been leading them.
按我们想的话呢，你无论怎样，你也不可能去拜偶像嘛，对不对？
According to our judgment, no matter what, they shouldn't worshiping idols.
等到他们进到迦南地区之后。
After they entered the land of Canaan,
神再三地提醒他们。
Time again, God reminded them.
结果呢，到了迦南地，就拜了迦南地的这些偶像。
But after they entered the land of Canaan, they started worshiping idols.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
在希伯来书里面就解释这个东西。
And the epistle of Hebrews explains this to us.
就是这些人呢，对这个看得见、摸得着的东西啊，有一种特别的爱慕。
That is, men have this special desire for visible, touchable things.
所以我们晓得我们基督徒呢，我们是没有任何的偶像。
We Christians, we know that we do not have any idols.
啊，所以像我们聚会的地方是很简单的地方。
So our meeting places are very simple.
啊，神不许可我们有任何的一个偶像。
For God does not allow us to have any form of idols.
但是呢，我们知道我们的天性中间还是有这个东西。
However, in our human nature, we do have this.
你如果在神的百姓中弄一点看得见、摸得着的东西啊，哎呀，那个大家都喜欢。
If you set up certain visible, touchable things among God's people, everybody loves it.
所以主说，如今拜父的是用心灵和诚实拜他。
Therefore, the Lord says, today he who worships God should worship him with, in spirit and truth.
我们的生活是属灵的生活。
Our living should be heavenly living.
你这个可以讲得很大声，但是弟兄姊妹不喜欢的。
You could make this loud declaration, but brothers and sisters might not like it.
我们只要弄一点活动起来的时候，你看大家都活了的。
But if we set up certain programs, everybody seems to be so up and alive.
弟兄姊妹们,
we know this is the basic motive from idol worshiping.
所以你看教会历史也是这样,
as you view the church's history,
到了第五个世纪变成天主教以后,
when we come to the fifth century, has
become,
it has become the Catholicism, which is filled with all kinds of idols.
我到了罗马去,
when I went to Rome,
在梵蒂冈,
in Vatican,
我看见那个排队的人龙啊，拉得很长啊。
I saw a long line of people lining up.
你看每一个人的脸呢，都是敬虔的。
Every person's face is so godly.
哎呀，他们进到了那个圣彼得堂那个大教堂里面。
And as they went into the great cathedral of St. Peter,
玛利亚的像，这个圣徒们的像一大堆。
All the images of Mary and all the saints.
你就看见在每个像跟前都有很多敬虔的天主教徒在那里画着，你在拜。
And before every image that you could see, all these devout Catholics, and they're bowing down and they're making movements of hand.
有一个很有名的一个塑雕是这个 Michelangelo 雕刻的，这个是那个圣母抱着主耶稣的那个尸首的那个。
There is one very famous sculpture. Michelangelo did that. It's about Mary holding the baby Jesus.
你看见了那个塑像，那个主耶稣的那个膝盖都给他们摸得发亮的。
And you can see the very knee of this baby Jesus is actually shining because so many people touch it.
每一个人去就是摸一下。
Everyone who went there would touch it.
哎呀，那些大门那个大门上面的那些铜做的塑像。 那个角都摸得发亮，就是这样。
And the bronze sculptures on the door is shining because too many people want to touch it.
有的人摸着那个像还在流眼泪。
And many people, while they're touching the sculpture, they're also crying with tears.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们看见人
how hard it is for man to get away from this notion of idol worshiping.
所以在整个基督教里面也是一样。
It's the same within all the Christianity.
有很多的圣人、伟人、大汉、英雄。
So many so-called Christian great men, heroes, giants.
哇，受到人的一种的崇拜。
All the saints were worshipped by man.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要被提醒。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be reminded.
我们可以尊重很多侍奉主的人，很多属灵的人。
We should respect so many spiritual men who serve the Lord.
绝不能崇拜任何人。
But we will never idolize anybody.
所以什么时候这个偶像的思想一出来的时候，
whenever the thought of worshiping idol comes up，
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神的百姓就犯严重的错误，得罪神。
Brothers and sisters, we know God's children are committing grave mistakes， sinning against God.
所以难怪在教会历史上有很多这些有名的人，到最后你看见那个教会的光景就分裂了。
No wonder after so many famous people appeared in church history, and then the outcome is the division of the church.
所以以色列人他们所犯的头一个大的错误就是拜偶像。
So the very first greatest mistake Israelites committed is idol worshipping.
第二个，
the second
错误就是混杂。
Is confusion, is being mixed up with other things.
那么那个也可以说是淫乱。
Or we could call it harlotry.
我们知道神的要求呢是纯洁。
We know God demands purity.
神一再要求以色列百姓，你们要和世界有分别圣别。
God demands repeatedly be set apart from the world. This is especially so in Old Testament. The Lord God treated Israelites as a husband treated his wife.
所以神要求以色列的百姓,
therefore, God demanded this purity from his people.
神再三地告诉他们, 你们不可以和外邦人有联络。
God told them time again, do not be united with the Gentile, the pagans.
结果他们到了迦南地之后呢, 就跟当地的人通婚了, 他们就联合起来。
But right after they went into the land of Canaan, they intermingled, intermarried with all the pagans.
所以到了新约时代,这个被称作是属灵的淫乱。
So when it comes to the New Testament era, this is called spiritual harlotry.
这个也是以色列百姓的非常难以这个摆脱的一个难处。
This is another problem that all Israelites had such a hard time to shed off.
你看连那个最聪明的那个王所罗门呢,
even the wisest king Solomon,
哇,娶了700多个妻子,
he married 700 wives.
到最后的结果什么, 就拜偶像。
In the end, he worshiped idols.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers,
在新约时代中间,
in the time of New Testament,
神一再地告诉我们, 教会跟世界是不可以联合的。
God says it time again that the church cannot be united with the world.
但是今天地上的基督教,
but in today's Christianity, there is one obvious mistake is that they have totally been joined to the world. And because of these two great problems, God allowed all the Israelites to be taken into captivity.
我们知道这个在旧约历史中间被称作是非常之功。
We know in Old Testament history, this is called an ordinary work.
因为神要医治他百姓被盗的病。
Because God wanted to heal this backsliding apostasy among his people.
被掳70年,
therefore, God allowed them to be taken captive for 70 years.
把他们远远地带到外邦去。
They've been taken far away to a pagan world.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
70年之后,
after 70 years,
我们看见以色列人果然有了一个很大的改变。
We do see this apparent change among Israelites.
所以你会看见70年之后, 一个新的纪元开始。
And we could see that after 70 years, this is the starting of a new era. And there are many situations being turned around in among Israelites.
我简单地讲一下,
let me just mention them very quickly.
有几个重点讲的人作王的时代结束了,神不要人再作王。
Just a few important points that this is the end of man's reigning.
然后首领的时代开始。
And it's the beginning of all the leaders.
那么我们看见这些首领们呢，他们呢个人尽个人的职任，他们彼此分工合作。
And all these leaders among the Israelites do their assigned job. They work cooperate together.
虽然外面的情况有些改变，但是呢，神的旨意那条线。
Even though the outward conditions have been slightly changed, but the very line of God's purpose remains the same.
诗篇89篇第36节有这样的话。
Psalm 89, verse 36.
中文没有翻出来,这英文是这样,有英文这样翻的,叫做 His line shall continue forever. 就是他的这条线呢,
that is Psalm 89 verse 36. His seed or his line shall endure forever.
所以神的工作有一条线，这条线是不改变。
So we know that as to God's work, there is this line which does not change.
然后这条线呢，一直要引向什么？引向基督来做王。
And this line will always lead us to the very fact of Christ reigning as king.
所以以色列人开始盼望神的国度。
Therefore, Israelites started hoping in the kingdom.
这是一个新的。
And this is a new era.
同时呢, 敬拜侍奉各面也产生巨大的变改变。
And also there is such a dramatic change around the conditions of Israelites living and their worshiping.
那么这些改变呢，也是教会历史上面所有恢复工作的原则。
And all these changes are the very principles of the work of recovery in history.
啊，第一个，
First,
他们偶像绝迹。
Is the eradication of idols.
所以你现在再到以色列人中间去看，他们已经没有偶像。
So now if you go to Israel, you will see no idols among them.
第二个，敬拜简化。
Is simple to simplify worship.
你知道今天呢，我们在这里所有这种简单敬拜的这个样式啊。
You know that today we have this pattern of worshiping God in simplicity.
这是两三百年前弟兄运动啊，主在他们中间所做恢复的一个结果。
Was the result of recovery work among the brethren movement 200 or 300 years ago?
因为在这个之前呢。
Because before this,
就是在根正教里面，他们这个敬拜的仪式也是非常的复杂的。
Even among the Reformation churches, their worship pattern was so complicated.
啊，所有的神职人员也要穿那种袍子，要戴那种帽子。又要点蜡烛，搞什么很多的，一大堆的东西。
All the clergy would put on this elaborate robe or hat, or they had to lit the candles, a lot of stuff.
所以我们看见在犹太人中间，他们也开始在敬拜上变简化。
And now we see among Jews, their the way they worship has been simplified also.
第三个点，他们开始尊重律法。
Is that they start respecting the law.
他们喜欢听神的话。
They love to hear God's word.
第四个点
The fourth point is,
他们恢复了希伯来语
They restore the Hebrew language、
啊、这个在今天来讲就是说呢神的百姓呢开始呢会讲属灵的话
As applied to today that is God's children can start speaking spiritual God's word
我们会用属灵的话彼此交通
We're able to fellowship one another with spiritual word
能够供应生命
To provide this life.
那个时候呢，在以色列中间出现很多的不同的派别。
And in those days, there appear so many sects among Israelites.
好，我们知道那个时候就有什么法利赛人呐、啊、撒都该人呐、啊，这些人都出来。
And we know they were Pharisees, Sadducees. They all came up.
那个属灵上的含义就讲说呢，整个的权力不集中了，分散。
Spiritually speaking, it simply means that.Division of the spiritual power is being scattered abroad.
你看，在十六世纪以后啊，当马丁路德起来改教
，When Martin Luther reformed the church,
从那个时候开始起
，Starting from that time on,
教会从天主教教皇的这个势力中出来了。
The church came out from the power of Catholicism.From the domain of the Pope,
就分散成很多不同的团体。
And the church is divided into so many different groups.
我们知道这是神许可的一种情况啊。
We know this is a phenomenon that God allows.
那么还有一个情况。
And there is another situation.
就他们开始弃农经商。
Is that they started focusing on business in and not on farming anymore.
本来呢，犹太人是做农夫的。
Before all the Jews were farmers.
现在他们变成商人了。
Now they became businessmen.
那么这一个生活的改变有什么差别呢？
What difference did this fact of changing their profession brought about?
因为你做农人的话呢，你只是定在一个地方，可能一辈子就在那里。
If you're a farmer, you would be stationed in one particular spot probably all your life.
那么做商人的话呢，他就到处跑。
As a businessman, then you would be going to different places.
所以我们晓得今天犹太人是跑遍天下。
And we know that Jews today are over the world.
他就可以开始向外有一些的活动。
And they start their activities moving outward.
所以我们知道经过了这70年之后，在犹太人中间产生一个很重大的变化。
So we know that after these 70 years of captivity, there are so many great changes among them.
当然主的心意还不是在这些。
Of course, God's purpose is not in any of those.
因为神 把他整个的注意力还是放在耶路撒冷。
Because the total focus of God's attention is placed in Jerusalem.
所以神还是要带领神的百姓能够回去重建圣殿。
So God continued to lead His children back to Jerusalem to rebuild the Holy Temple.
所以在那里我们看见就开始有一个所谓的回归的运动。
So there we see this wave, this movement of returning.
但这个回归运动啊。
But this returning movement,
我们可以看见它有一些特点，这对我们今天来讲很是很重要的。
It has several very important characteristics which are very essential to all of us today.
就是这个回归运动啊，被称作是小事的日子。
This returning movement is called the days of little things.
啊，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
啊，末后的时代。是小事的日子。
In this end time is actually the day of little things.
啊，我记得1978年。
I remember in 1978.
主带我到西雅图。
The Lord brought me to Seattle.
我里面有很清楚读给我的一个意念。
In my heart, I had this such clear notion that God gave me.
主说你在这个地方。
Now God says, stay here.
你只要在小事上忠心就可以了。
Be faithful in small matters.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是很大的恩典。
Brother and sister, this is of exceeding grace.
我们今天人都希望神托付我们做大事，对不对啊
？Today we all hope God would commission me to do big things.
啊，你真是不认识神呐、啊。
Oh, you really don't know your God.
弟兄姊妹，你如果认识神的话呢
？Brother and sister, should you know your God?
你知道神如果叫你在小事上忠心，这实在给你是很大的祝福。
You know, this is such a great blessing that God has given you to be able to be faithful in small things.
比方说啊，我这个人，我可以背100磅的东西。
For example, if I'm able to bear a 100-pound burden.
啊，神说、啊，你只要背20磅就好了。
But God said, no, you just have to bear this 20-pound load.
哇，这个对我来讲是多么轻省的一件事情呢、啊、
？To me, such an easy task.
所以我真是满心感谢我的主。
I'm really thank my God, filled with thanksgiving.
弟兄姊妹们，末后的时代是小事的日子。
Brother and sister, this end time is actually the day of small things.
因为先知撒加利亚对所罗巴伯讲。
The prophet Zechariah said this to Zerubbabel.
所罗巴伯的日子是小事的日子。
The day of Zerubbabel is a day of small things.
其实不仅所罗巴伯所做的是小。
Not only was the thing that Zerubbabel did was small.
其实啊，你看以斯拉也好，尼希米也好。
Whether Ezra or Nehemiah.
他们所能影响的范围也是非常小的。
Their impact could only reach a small sphere.
他们只不过是影响了那些被掳归回的那少数的人而已。
They only affected that few remnants of the return of the exiles.
后来的先知也是，他们没有影响整个以色列国。
So did all the prophets that came up later on. They did not impact the whole nation.
他们的影响只在余数的当中。
Their impact was limited among the remnants.
但是你不要小看这个小事的日子。
But don't you look down upon the day of small things.
在人看来是小的。
To man, it's little.
但是在神看来是大事情。
But to God, this is great thing.
我们今天必须要有这样的眼光。
Today, we have to have the same view.
地上的小事，天上的大事，这个才是重要的。
Although things on earth are small, but in heaven these are great.
我们看见那个时候，只有以色列少数的人回归。
And we know that in those days only a few remnants among all Israel returned.
虽然是少数人回去。
Even though they're just remnants.
但是呢，神的工作非常的明显在他们中间。
But God's work was so obvious among them.
这班人对神有特别的信心。
And this group of people had this special faith toward their God.
他们也依赖神的带领。
They also depended upon God's leading.
所以我们知道在属灵世上啊神注重那个内容过于外表的。
So in spiritual matters, we know God regards the intent of spiritual matters more than our appearance.
感谢主啊，在这个末了的时代。
We thank the Lord that in this very end time.
弟兄姊妹们，神要的就是这个。
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly God wants.
啊， 所以我们要从这一段的历史里面呢，能汲取一点点的教训。
So let's all learn some lessons from this period of history.
好叫我们在主跟前呢，服侍主啊，里面能够有真实的安息。
So that as we serve the Lord before Him, we will have this true rest.
其实我们回到旧约圣经里面仔细读的时候。
Truth be told, as we come back to study diligently the Old Testament history,
我们看见这个以色列人的回归是这个少数神老早就知道。
God already knew beforehand that only remnant of people would return back to Jerusalem.
如果是我们，我们今天肯定就很灰心了，对不对？
If it happens to us, we probably would lose heart.
但是神老早知道，最后当他呼召的时候，只有余数会回去。
But God had known this long time ago that when He called, only remnant few would return.
所以神已经有预备，对，他在那里。
So God had already had His preparation.
说明了一切事都在神的计划里。
It tells us that everything is in God's plan.
所以神从来不灰心。
So God never despairs.
神没有说跑到巴比伦去看两三百万的以色列 百姓在那里，结果这么一呼召，结果只有四万多人跟着出来。
It's not that God went to Babylon and looking at all this two or three million people and actually called. Only around 500,000 people came out.
神就灰心了。
And then God was so
confounded. 没有，神没有灰心，神老早就知道了。
God never despaired. God had known it long time ago.
如果是我们，我们就很灰心。
If it happened to all of us, we would be very depressed.
感谢神。
Thank God.
一切都在他的计划。
Everything is in His plan.
那我们看见，首先，神是借着先知们在做及早的预言。
First, through the prophets, God had been preparing for this work.
在阿摩斯书三章第七节有这样的话说。
Amos 3:7.
神若不把他的心意启示给他的这个仆人众先知的话呢，神就没有任何的行动。
God would not work unless He had first revealed His will to His prophets.
这叫我们知道什么？工作是主的。
This teaches us that.This work belongs to God.
你里面就有安息啊。
Then you should have this rest in your heart.
那我讲一点我的经历给你们听啊。
I just want to share with you about my
personal experience. 我1978年到这个到西雅图。
In 1978, I went to Seattle.
到了1980年的时候。
In 1980.
我们那个聚会的人呢，只有二十几个。
There were about 20 plus people in my meeting place.
努力了两年，只有二十几个人。我那时候真的灰心了。
After I have worked so hard for two years, and there were only 20 plus people.
所以我回到主面前祷告。
So I was so disappointed. I went back before the Lord to pray.
但是主在我深处有一个意念告诉我的。
But God had planted this thought in the very depths of my heart.
工作是属于主的。
Work belongs to the Lord.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
比方今天有一个人，开了一个大公司，那么招募来的只有二十几个人。
It's just like today, if a person has big company, but he only has recruited 20 more people.
你做这个 manager.
If you're the manager.
也许你就灰心了。
You'll be very disappointed.
其实你不需要灰心嘛，这工作不是你的，是老板的。
But you don't have to lose heart because this work does not belong to you, it belongs to your boss.
对吧？要灰心是老板灰心的，
不是你灰心。Isn't that right? It is your boss who should be disappointed, not you.
工作是神的。
Work belongs to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这是一个眼光啊。
Brothers and sisters, we know this is a perspective.
你要能知道这个，你里面就安息了。
If you're able to have this inside, you will have rest in you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Beloved,
你越安息，神就越做工。
The more restful you are, the more work God will do.
这是过去三十多年我在西雅图我自己的经历啊。
This is my personal experience from the 30 plus years work at Seattle.
感谢主，神。在没有做工之前，神预先借着先知以赛亚就预言。
Thank the Lord that before he started working through the prophet, he had already prophesied.
在以色列人被掳归回的前150年。
That the first 150 years before all the exiles returned.
先知以赛亚已经预言将来是余数归回。
The prophet Isaiah already prophesied that only remnant few would return.
刚才在十七章那里，我们读到了两个比喻。
In Isaiah 17, we read two analogies here.
两个 parables.
Two parables here.
一个就是好像在地上人拣取这个麦穗。
It's like one is gathering all the heads of grain on the ground.
另外一个呢，就是农夫打橄榄树。
And the other one is like a farmer beating on the olive tree.
啊，以色列地有很多的橄榄树。
We know in the land of Israel there were so many olive trees.
到橄榄树成熟的时候啊。
When the olive trees were ripe.
啊，那个橄榄树，你一摇的话，那个树果子通通掉下来的呀。
If you shook the olive tree, all the fruits would fall.
但是有一些在树梢上的它不掉下来。
However, there would be few on the very up top of the branches.
那怎么办？那个农夫就拿着杆子去打。
What would the farmer do? They would use a stick to beat on that.
啊，有几个呢？它上面怎么打它也不下来的。
However, there would be few, no matter how you try to beat on them, they just would not fall.
所以这些呢，被称作是遭击打所留下的余数。
These are called the remnants, which that stayed after beating.
弟兄姊妹们，你想想看，那个掉下来的是好的呢，还是留在那个树上是好的呢
？Brothers and sisters, think of this. Whether the ones falling down the ground are good or those stay on the top of the branches.
啊，你们年轻人告诉我
，Young man,
哪一种是好的
？Which ones are good?
掉下来的是好的，对不对？因为大的就掉下来了。
But those falling down on the ground are good, those big ones.
那个打不下来的那个都是很小的，那个是那个不好的。
They stay on the top of the branches, a little ones, they're not good.
所以这个给我们带来很大的安慰，你知道吗？
Do you know that this brings us such comfort?
我们不要以为说这般归回的人的个个都是属灵大汉，不是的。
Don't you ever think that all those returned exiles were spiritually giants? No.
他们的光景并不是很好。
Their spiritual conditions weren't that good.
但是他们确实有一颗心爱神。
But they did have this heart to love their God.
啊，愿意答应神的呼召。
Willing to respond to God's call.
并且很奇妙的事情啊。
And something amazing.
在古列王做王150年以前呢、啊、
，Is that before King Cyrus reigned 150 years ago？
这个先知以赛亚已经预言说，将来出来那个王要叫做古列。
The prophet Isaiah already prophesied that later on there would be a king called Cyrus.
所以你知道，很多圣经学者就说这个一定是记载错误。
Therefore, so many biblical scholars said this must be a mistake.
但是我们相信神的带领啊。
In God's records, but we do believe God's leading.
神不是说将来有一个王要出来，不是。他说那个古列王，你看那个名字都给他讲出来了。
Here God is not saying one day a king would appear. No, God actually points out his name, King Cyrus.
所以在以色列人被掳归回前150年，先知已经开始预言。
So 150 years before the return of all the exiles.God had already prophesied this through the prophet.
然后我们看见在被掳的初期。
And now we also see in the beginning stage of this captivity.
神就借着先知耶利米告诉他们说，被掳是70年。
Through the prophet Jeremiah, God told them that the captivity lasted 70 years.
这也是全本圣经里面呢，少数的最精准的一个预言。
And this is one of the few prophecies, the most accurate one.
当时呢，有另外一个先知，是个假先知啊。
At that time, there is another prophet, and he's a false prophet.
他叫哈拿尼亚。
Hananiah.
他是在叫不是七十年。
And he said, no, it's not 70 years.
是两年。
It's only 2 years.
两年以后，神必定把我们带回来。
2 years later, God would for sure would bring us back.
啊，所以耶利米说，阿门，阿门，希望照着你的话是成就。
So Jeremiah said, Amen, Amen, sarcastically. I hope it is done through.
但是神告诉我是七十年。
But God told me it's 70 years.
后来果然是七十年。
And it is exactly 70 years.
等到七十年满的时候。
After the completion of the 70 years.
这里又有一个圣徒。
Here we see another saint.
他里面知道了神的作为。
In his heart, he knew God's word.
那就是但以理。
That is Daniel.
Daniel从年轻的时候就一直关心神的工作。
Daniel was always concerned about God's work.
从来没间断过。
He never ceased.
我们都知道但以理的奉献，但以理的尊贵和圣洁啊，他实在是一个非常好的一个犹太人。
We all know Daniel is such a wonderful Jew, concerning his consecration, nobility, and his holiness.
他读耶利米书的时候
As he read the book of Jeremiah,
他知道以色列被掳七十年
He knew about this 70 years of captivity of Israel
现在日子满足了
Now the time is completed
因此他就在神跟前禁食披麻蒙灰的祷告
Therefore he fasted, he put on sackcloth, sitting ashes, and he prayed
所以我们可以看见当神的工作在往前的时候
So we see as God moves forward His work.
弟兄姊妹们，神老早就有一些的预备。
Brothers and sisters, God has already made certain preparation in advance.
我们所以这样说。
The reason we say this.
就是为着要激发你我的信心。
Is to stir up your and mine.
我们要相信我们的神是做工的神。
We have to believe our God is the God who works.
他从来没有停止他的工作。
Never does He once stop His work.
我们不要以为说今天地上教会这么软弱，好像神睡觉，神不管了。不。
Don't we ever think that since the churches on earth are so weak, it seems God is taking a nap?
我们要有信心。
No, we have to have faith.
所以在这个末了的时代，神还在这里呼召余数。
Therefore, even at this end time, God continues to call His remnant.
在旧约的这个余数，就是启示录所说的得胜者。
The remnant in Old Testament is the overcomer in New Testament.
愿我们能够像以赛亚，像耶利米，像这个但以理一样。
Let all be like Jeremiah, like Isaiah, like Daniel.
所以我们的神是信实的神。
Our God is a faithful God.
既然他说七十年，就是七十年。
If he said it's 70 years, it will be 70 years.
在当时啊，那个环境看起来是几乎一点可能都没有的。
Under that, the circumstance in those days is seems impossible.
但是我们看见神有主宰的权柄。
But here we see God's sovereign power.
我们的神从来不被动的。
Our God is never passive.
所以这个时候呢，忽然之间这个古列王有一天呢，这个灵里面就跳动了。
So at that time, all of a sudden, King Cyrus' heart is being stirred up.
我们知道神要做工呢，很快。
We know that should God want to work, it's really fast.
啊，这个古列王恐怕做梦也没想到，忽然之间这个跳动。
King Cyrus probably never thought, even in his dream, that his heart is throbbing so fast.
你知道当时他是地上最大帝国的君王了。
You know he is the king of the greatest empire on earth in those days.
他们已经征服了不知道多少的国家的。
We don't know how many countries he had already conquered.
这个以色列国啊，在他们的俘虏中间是一个。小国，小的不得了的小国。
The nation of Israel is such a tiny country. It's nothing among all his captives.
这么大的一个皇帝，你像古代的皇帝，不像现在的什么总统，他哪有什么心去顾到这么个小小的一个国家呢
？Such a great emperor, it's not like today's president. He probably wouldn't pay any attention to such a little country.
但是神就在他的灵里面给他搅动。
However, God stirs up His spirit.
把他的注意力呢摆在以色列人身上。
His focus now turned on Israelites.
这是神特别的行动。
And this is God's extraordinary work.
神行了非常之事。
God has done a great thing, unusual.
他就开始下诏。
Therefore, he sent out a decree.
这个对当时的马代波斯国来讲，做这个事情是大事情。
To the Middle Persian kingdom, this is such a great matter.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
神可以使用任何人。
God is able to use anybody.
在以赛亚书里面，神借着以赛亚就说，古列。是我的仆人，是我的牧人。
Now in the book of Isaiah, God says about Cyrus, saying, He is my servant, He is my shepherd.
神可以用他的。
God could use him.
所以当神在暗中他的手动的时候
When God moved his hand in secret,
事情就开始有了转机了。
Things started turning around.
那么神不仅感动这一个古列王，神也感动很多百姓啊。
Not only did God move King Cyrus, but also God inspired all his people.
那么神古列王也答应把殿中间的过去掳来这些器皿统统归还他们。
And King Cyrus also agreed to return all those articles of gold and silver in the temple of God to return all these things.
但是在以色列百姓中呢？
But among all the Israelites,
只有少数人有反应。
Only few responded.
但是感谢主。
But God be thanked.
这少数的百姓的反应是非常强烈的。
The very response of these few people was so strong.
他们的灵里面被激动，他们看见王下这样的招数啊，他们的心激动。
Their spirits was so stirred up that when they see the edict being sent out, they just responded.
所以他们愿意答应神的呼召。
So they were willing to respond to God's call.
我们都知道在圣经里面呢。
We all know in the Bible.
神带领他的百姓都是用呼召的方式。
When God leads their people, it's always through the method of calling.
神从来不勉强任何人。
God would never force on anybody.
这个呼召说明神对人的一个尊重。
This calling speaks of God's respect for man.
因为他把自由意志给了我们，
Because he has,
他希望你甘心情愿。
He has given us this free will. He wants you to do things freely, willingly.
他不要勉强。
He does not want to force things on us.
在今天这个时代中也是一样。
It's the same way in today's world.
神从来不会勉强任何人来走这条路的。
God would never compel, force anybody to walk in it.
如果你不愿意走，神从来不会勉强你的。
If you're not willing to walk in it, God would never force you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们的神是呼召人的神。
Our God is the God who calls people.
那么这批人答应神的呼召。
And this group of people responded to God.
但你知道，当他们这个一答应这个呼召的时候，
You know that right after they responded to God's calling,
下面就是一个重大的代价。
They had to pay a tremendous price for it.
他们如果里面没有那么强烈的心愿的话呢？
If they did not have the strong desire.
他们不够认识神的旨意的话呢？
If they did not really understand God's purpose.
代价也付不出来的。
They would not be able to pay this great price.
你知道七十年在一个地方了。
You know, 70 years stationed in one place.
哇，他们几乎在巴比伦生根了。
They had already took deep roots there.
他们已经建立了事业。
They had already established their career.
他们已经建立了社会的关系。
They had already established.
现在忽然来了一个命令。
Now all of a sudden this decree came.
要把这一切都结束。
To wrap up everything there.
然后跑到那个被损毁那个荒凉的地方去。
To go to that ruined, desolate place.
弟兄姊妹，你就知道那个代价是非常大的。
Brothers and sisters, you should know how great the price is.
今天呢，我相信如果主今天有这么一个呼召临到我们，恐怕我们也很为难，对不对？
I believe if today should God have this calling, then it would pose a great difficulty on all of us.
有的时候主给我们少少一点要求，我们都做不到。
Sometimes even with little demand from God, we cannot measure up.
那说明我们不够认识神。
It simply tells us that we do not really know God.
也不够认识神旨意的那个荣耀。
Nor do we understand the glory of His purpose.
啊，我们看见在那里有这少数的百姓。他们有强烈的心愿跟随主。
So here we see this few remnant people who had such a strong desire to follow after their God.
他们愿意听神的话。
They're willing to listen to God's word.
抛弃事业。
To forego all their careers. Forsake their family members.
离开那个富裕生活的环境。
To leave that affluent, easy environment.
答应神的呼召去建造圣殿。
Responding to God's calling to build His holy temple.
在我们诗歌中啊，有首诗歌非常好。
In our hymnal there is a very good hymn.
这是 Miss Barber 姊妹写。
Miss Barber wrote this.
啊，那首诗歌里面中间有一节是这样讲的。
And one stanza says so.
啊，很多弟兄姊妹唱都不明白的。
Many brothers and sisters, as they sing this hymn, they do not understand it.
他说：“随到坟墓，亲友还气，知道已经无希望。”
When we come to the grave,
那个这个诗歌，这节诗歌，我想我解释那个意思好了。
就在这里有一个人把自己奉献给主。
Here is this person who has consecrated himself to God.
对他的亲友来讲呢，好像等于他死了一样。
As to his relatives and friends,
好像被埋在坟墓里面。
As though he's buried in the grave.
对亲友们围在那里就觉得这个人没希望。
So as his family members gather around him, they say this man is without hope.
你知道吧？这是我们的姊妹写他自己的光景。
Do you know this is the real condition our sister was writing about herself?
在她中年的时候。
In her midlife,
她把自己奉献给主,
she offered herself up to God.
到中国去为主做工,
she went to China to work for the Lord.
一无所有的跟随主,
she left everything she had to follow the Lord.
所以她的亲戚朋友看她这个人没希望,
therefore her relatives, her family members look at her saying, well, she's hopeless.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
许多被主的爱感动, 明白主心意的人他们就是愿意这样奉献。
So many people who are touched by God's love and understand His purpose follow the Lord in such a way.
今天时间过来了。
Now we passed our designated time.
我们才知道我们的姊妹是拣选上好的福分。
Now after all this time, we understand that our sister has chosen the very best.
她如果不拣选这个。
If she had not chosen this,
她还不是像很多千千万万的英国人一样，那么死了就死了，谁知道她呢？对不对？
Wouldn't she be just like millions of Britons? Once they die, they perish. Nobody would know about her.
也许当时在她在那里，也住好的，吃好的，有什么意思呢？
Maybe in her day, she would eat well, live in a big house.
远赶不上她那一次把自己奉献摆在主的手中。
What's the meaning to all this? It's far less than when she consecrated herself to the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters,
主快要回来了。
The Lord is coming soon.
这个地很快就要结束了。
The whole world will soon be finished.
我们能不能抓住这最后的一点机会？
Are we able to grasp on the very last chance?
把自己交在主的手中。
To offer ourselves into the hand of God.
为着主的旨意活着。
To live for His purpose.
你记得圣经中有一个这个主说的比喻吗？
Do you recall a parable that our Lord says in the Bible?
哎呀，最近我一想到我就兴奋了，我这里面都兴奋起来了。
Recently, the moment I think of this, my heart is just so excited.
他说一个主人，他有一个葡萄园。
He says that owner has a vineyard.
早晨找了一批人来进来做工。
Now in the morning he would call certain people to come in to work.
中午又找了一批人进来做工。
At noontime he called another group of people.
下午又找了一批人进来做工。
Another group of people to come in to work.
还有一个钟头太阳要下山呢。
And just one more hour the sun is setting.
他又找了一批人进来做工。
He called another group of people to come in to work in the vineyard.
到了收工的时候。
At the time at completion of all the work.
主人就发给每个人一钱银子。
And the Lord gave each one one denarius.
哇，这个一大早进来的人觉得不公平，我们做了一整天才一千银子。
And those who came in the early morning felt it's so unfair. All day we worked so hard.
他只进来一个钟头，他也得一千银子。
And this guy came in just for 1 hour, he got the same wage.
啊，主人就在对他说，我没有亏欠你什么，讲好的一千银子，对不对？
And the master said that I did not treat you unfairly. It's the price is set.
你知道主为什么用这个比喻吗？
Do you know why our Lord used this parable?
这是特别为着我们在幕后时代中的圣徒的。
This is especially for us, the saints in the end time.
别人需要做一整天呢。
Other people have to work all day.
你只要一个钟头就够了。
You just have to work 1 hour.
所以我们如果能抓住眼前的这一点点的机会，为着神的心意活着。
If you're able to grip on this little time to live for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你要得着的是历世历代那些爱主的圣徒们呢，他们所得着的同样的奖赏。
Brothers and sisters, what you would gain is the same reward as those saints who love the Lord so dearly throughout generations.
我看你们都没有人兴奋。
I see no excitement among you.
弟兄姊妹，我是很兴奋的。
Brothers and sisters, I'm so excited.
所以我要抓住最后的时间，要跟随主。
So I will grasp this very last period of time to follow my Lord.
希望今天晚上你听见主的呼召。
I hope tonight you will hear the calling of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
要为着神的家，
for the house of God，
把自己摆上去。
Commit yourself to it.
所以你看在 以撒拉记第二章里面
So Ezra chapter 2
神就把这些人的名字记下来了
God has recorded all these people's names
有的人没有记名字只记了一个数字在上面
And one person has no name recorded on it but a number
在这里有各样不同的人有领袖有百姓有祭司还有那些服劳役的尼提林
You'll have a priest, Levites, leaders, and those Nephilim who are temple servants.
你知道吗这个名册在神的跟前是纪念册。
Do you know that this book is a book of remembrance before God?
感谢神。
Thank God.
神记着名字也记着数字。
God records the names and also the numbers.
所以我在想我们即使没有名我们在那个数字里也可以。
So I think that even though our names are not recorded, but we should be in the whole number.
假如说神在这里记载你们这个以色列的这个弟兄姊妹。
Now, if God is recording all Israelite Christians,
几个负责弟兄的名字整个的记载了，其他的就说呢，还有70人，还有80人那感谢主，你也在里面了。
God will record all the leading brothers, but also the other 70 or 80, God would recording it. Thank the Lord, you're in it.
你说主啊，我虽然没有名字，我在那个数字里就可以了。
You would say to the Lord, although my name is not recorded in there, but I'm in the midst of this number.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
历史历代。
Throughout the ages and generations,
都有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
There are so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord so dearly.
他们受到主的感动。
And they're so touched by God's love.
他们明白主的心意。
And they understand God's purpose.
他们愿意把自己交在主的心意。
They're willing to commit themselves into the hand of God.
这些在神的眼中都是宝贵。
And all these in the sight of God are so precious.
但是旧约最末了的这段历史。
But the very end history of Old Testament.
这些在神的眼中更宝贵呀。
These people are even more precious in the sight of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear blood,
我们同样处在人类历史的最尾端。
Likewise, we are also in the very last stage of human history.
主今天在地上也要呼召神百姓中间的这些余数。
Today, God will call the remnant people.On earth.
所以如果我们能够像这一般百姓一样
So if we are able to be like these people
我们能答应主的呼召
Responding to his calling
那么愿意跟随主的脚步
Willing to follow his footsteps
愿意回到原处去建造神的殿
And willing to go to the original place where God's temple is supposed to be built
弟兄姊妹们你要得到主的奖赏
Brothers and sisters, you will receive a reward from God
所以我们看见
Here we see
神一直在地上做工
God continues to work on earth
神也把机会赐给所有的人
And he also grants opportunity to all of us
所以一面我们要 相信
On the one hand we have to
工作在神的手中
That the work is in God's hand
神一定按照他的心意完成他的工作
God will accomplish his work according to his good pleasure
另外一面
On the other hand
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers
and sisters 我们要有一个愿意的心
We have to have this willing heart
答应主的呼召
Responding to his calling
回到神原初的心意里面来建造神的家
Return to his original purpose to build up his house
我自己能感觉到这个代价是大的。
I myself could feel how great the price is.
但是这是非常值得的一件事情。
But it's such a worthy matter.
所以今天晚上我们只是一个开端的一个交通。
So this morning, this is just the very beginning of our fellowship.
我们实在求主借着以斯拉记对我们说话。
We really ask the Lord to speak to us through the book of Ezra.
把神在末后时代中间，在他百姓中间的心意。清清楚楚的启示给我们。
To speak to us his final purpose in the very end time to all of us who are his people.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are so full of thanksgiving.
在这个周末，你给我们这样的机会。一同聚在你自己的跟前。
That this weekend you have given us this opportunity to be gathered at your foot.
也是聚在你自己话语的跟前。
To be gathered at the foot of your word.
主啊，我们求你
对于我们的心说话。
Lord, we do ask that you would speak to our hearts.
在这末后的世代。
In this end time.
愿我们能听见你的呼召。
May we hear your calling.
就像那些被掳归回的人一样。
Just as those remnants who return from their captivity.
他们怎样答应你的呼召。
As how they responded to your calling.
愿付一切的代价来跟随你。
And willing to pay any price to follow after you.
主啊，我们知道。你自己的工作很快就要结束了。
Lord, we know very soon your work will be accomplished.
愿我们的眼能望见国度的荣耀。
Let our eyes looking at the glory of the kingdom.
让我们的心向往这一个。
And our hearts desiring for it.
让我们和我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹一同起来。
So we and all the, our dearest brothers and sisters, we will rise up together to return to your original purpose. And here we will build your house so that you could gain this rest place. We thank you for your presence with all of us tonight. So that all of us can find your favor before you, regardless of our age.
主啊，纪念我们的祷告。
Oh Lord, remember our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.